Mining Stock Daily. I'm your host, Kylie Williams. And today I am joined by Luke Alexander, President and CEO of Nucor Gold. Welcome back to the podcast, Luke. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Kylie. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm filling in for Trevor while he's over in Zurich, having fun at the Gold Forum over there.
Yeah, well, I've heard from a number of people who are over in Europe at that conference, and obviously with gold at 2,350, an all-time high, there seems to be a lot of real positive sentiment from the various investors and companies. So that's a good thing to see for the sector.
Let's turn our attention over to Africa, in fact. So I haven't spoken to you in a long time about the project. So if you could give me just a quick high-level what's happening at the project right now over in Ghana there.
Yeah, so again, the Enchi project is a district-scale exploration project that's fundamentally underpinned by very robust economics. We're in the process of updating a PEA at the moment. We've been busy working on that for the last number of months and hoping to get that out in the next month or two. And that is incorporating a larger resource, which we put out in 2023. So if you look at our 2021 PEA, we outlined at an 1850 gold price, an after-tax NPV of $300 million, after-tax IRR of 54%. So our view is that by incorporating a larger resource, we would expect to see a slightly larger project. But we've also done a significant amount of work in the last couple of years de-risking the project. So we've done a substantial amount of metallurgical test work, which has highlighted that this project is very amenable to a heap leach operation. Within the column tests and bulk samples that we've done, we've had almost 92% recovery. So again, those are very good recoveries. We've de-risked the project by putting out a environmental and social baseline study. We're doing condemnation drilling. We're doing hydrological and geotech work on the project, as well as with that 2023 resource that we put out, we moved 740,000 ounces into the indicated category. So further de-risked a number of the ounces on our project. And then we added an additional 970,000 ounces of inferred. So a larger overall resource, but importantly, we've also de-risked a significant amount of ounces. So that's what we've been busy on, is updating the PEA, which again, we'll have out in the next month or two. And then, and that will incorporate a lot of additional work that significantly de-risks the project.
Wonderful. 92% recovery is a pretty impressive number. And you're using a existing like processing plant over there, or is this like, do you have a processing plant that you're sharing or building or rehabbing?
Yeah. So what we've outlined is in the 2021 and what we're updating with the larger resource is a very simple open pit heap leach project. Mm. There's been a number of very successful heap leach projects in Ghana. Most of them were mined out years ago because of what a mature jurisdiction Ghana is from a mining perspective. So obviously the oxide transitional material typically in heap leach mines are the first thing that projects start with before moving to a CIL plant. So that's what we will update, is again a very simple open pit heap leach project in the upcoming PEA.
Okay. And talk to me about the land package. You put out some news back in February growing the size of the Enchi project. How did that come about?
Yeah, so we've got a very large land package. Today, it's 248 square kilometers. The reference you're making to is a asset that we refer to as Omampe. That specific asset is about 32 square kilometers. So we took it from 216 to 248 square kilometers. When you look at our project, we've got the main Bibiani Shear, which runs north-south through Chirano to the north of us, through Bibiani, and then through Newmont's Ahafo mine. And where the mineralization sits on these greenstone-hosted deposits is you get second and third-order splays coming off of the main Bibiani shear. And we've got three of those, or had three of those shears coming through our project. And we identified a fourth shear just to the east of our previous land tenement. So that was running through what we now call Omampe. So we've got four shears going through our project. And when you add up the total strike length of that, you're north of 100 kilometers of strike length. So that was the attraction for us, was that we identified the area to the east and wanted to obviously secure that for future exploration work. At the moment, we're doing some mapping work. We'll do soil sampling, trenching, and start to move that that new area forward and look to incorporate it into our project as we go.
Okay, and what's the permitting process and the, I guess, the business situation in Ghana at the moment? I know they've had some economic struggles in the last few years. Has that affected doing business in Ghana?
No, so Ghana is a great jurisdiction to be operating in. It is the sixth largest gold producer globally. It's the largest gold producer in Africa, producing around 5 million ounces per year. So with that, you've got a huge skilled labor base in country, as well as a very well-aligned government who's motivated to see projects go into production and development. It's important for taxes. It's important for the economy. It's important for jobs. So it's a great jurisdiction to be operating from that perspective. But what we always say, Kylie, is, you know, don't listen to us. We're a single asset company who's obviously very biased. But look at what the major companies are doing in country. You've got Newmont, Gold Fields, and Anglo Gold, all with significant operations in country.
Yep.
Those are three of the top 10 largest gold producers on the planet. Newmont is investing another $1 billion into their Ahafo project, which sits, again, to the north of us along the Sefwi Bibiani Belt. So, you know, I think that speaks for itself in terms of what a great jurisdiction it is to be operating in. In terms of Newmont, of their tier one managed portfolio, the $1 billion expansion will take them to roughly 23% of the production from their managed portfolio. Mm-hmm. It'll be Ahafo will be just behind the Nevada Gold Fields. So it's a very important asset for Newmont. And again, putting another $1 billion into Ghana, I think speaks for itself in terms of what a great jurisdiction it is. And we're very fortunate to have been able to amass such a large land package with district scale exploration when we did.
Mm. So tell me about what's happening at the surface. Like, is this a highly populated area? Are there lots of community groups to speak with, or towns? Like, what's it like at the surface? Is it jungle?
So throughout our project, it's primarily forestry and cacao farming. Mm. There is the town of Enchi that sits to the west of us. Enchi's got about 15,000 people. There's a paved road that cuts through the middle of our project to the town of Enchi. Mm-hmm. So we've got very good infrastructure to leverage off of. But Enchi also sits far enough away, about 15 kilometers as a crow flies, that we don't anticipate any issues when it comes time to developing the project. Throughout the rest of the project, we've got dirt and gravel forestry roads that we can obviously leverage off of.
Yep.
So that's one of the things that really helps from a CapEx perspective, as well as from an OpEx perspective, the fact that we're able to leverage a bunch of the infrastructure that currently sits on or near our project. So very, very fortunate from that perspective.
Hmm. I guess you can always switch resources. Wasn't it recently that cocoa made like its highest value in a long time. It's like one of the most valuable
resources. Yeah, so cacao or cocoa prices have been increasing, and that's primarily you've got Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana are the two largest producers of cocoa. And this hasn't been a good season from a farming perspective. So that's why we're seeing international cocoa prices on the rise.
Yep. A totally different podcast episode, that one. So what about the process of getting permits and expanding that area in Ghana? Was it relatively straightforward, like in terms of a mining jurisdiction for the junior explorers? You mentioned the major explorers are in with a vengeance. What's it like for the junior explorers operating in Ghana?
Yeah, so in terms of from an exploration perspective, getting your licenses, you've got to make and meet certain work commitments on the assets. Over the last 3 years, we've drilled over 90,000 meters. We've done a huge amount of met work, soil sampling, trenching. So we've met and drastically exceeded all of the kind of work commitments. So our licenses right now are good for almost 3 years, and then it's a simple renewal process after that. For us, one of the things we're looking at is applying for a mining lease. And again, there's a very motivated government, as well as MINCOM, which is the Minerals Commission in Ghana, who are keen to see projects move forward. So we expect once we apply for a mining lease that it would take about 1 year to get permitted. As I briefly mentioned earlier, having a environmental and social baseline study completed is one of the key things that's required to put a mining lease application forward. So that's something that we completed last year and obviously would be part of that application process. So yeah, I mean, the government's very keen to see projects move forward. When you look at the country as a whole, we're the second or third most advanced project. Oh. You've got Cardinal, which is in construction at the moment, that asset, or the Namdini mine, which was owned by Cardinal, which got bought by Shandong. They're currently in construction at the moment. There's a private equity group who's got a project that they're looking at putting into construction. And then after those are Enchi projects, probably the most advanced large-scale mine in country. So again, government's very supportive to see projects like ours go into construction. And that's obviously something we're focusing on at the moment.
Wonderful. So you've briefly mentioned them while we've been talking, but what are some of the milestones you're hoping to hit in the next 12 months or across the next the end of 2024?
Yeah, so the PEA, the updated PEA is the big one, and we think that could be a real catalyst for the company, obviously incorporating the larger overall resource as well as all the de-risking work that we've done. So we're focused on that. And then continuing to de-risk the project. So we're doing a lot of additional metallurgical test work at the moment. We've completed about 400 tests to date, mm-hmm. but obviously continuing to de-risk the met is something we'll focus on. Condemnation drilling, again, is something we're focused on. But also, we've obviously got a lot of district scale exploration across our project. To date, we've only drilled on 9 of the 25 targets that we've identified. So continuing to evaluate those prospects and determine which ones we want to drill next is something that the team will be focused on.
Wonderful. All right. That's all my questions for today. I want to just thank you, Luke, for joining us and giving us an update on the project and wish you all the best for 2024 and beyond.
That's great. Thank you very much, Kylie.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Mining Stock Daily. I hope you enjoyed my conversation and corporate update with Luke Alexander, the President and CEO of Nucor Gold. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.